That's Ted Parrish, a CFA. Yeah. We have Ben Crow, who's got more credentials than he needs, and I'm Gene Hensler. Ben, I got a question for you.
All right. What
this is Carl from Marietta. I've been acquiring stock in a specific corporation for a number of years, and the price has been steadily increasing. Since I acquired the shares at different values, what do I use as a cost basis when I decide to begin selling the stock?
Well, this is a good question, and it's something, you know, all investors need to pay attention to, because you've got a choice. You know, when you go to sell that stock, you're going to have, you call it tax lots. You've got multiple purchases, and on this day you bought X number of shares.
You need to keep a record of this.
Absolutely. You need to keep a record of it. And now custodians are more responsible for keeping up with this information, and there's more IRS reporting.
In the past, they weren't. We used to get all the time, Teddy. Our clients would say,
I had to go through and take every piece of mail that they'd gotten for years and put it into a spreadsheet
and come up their cost basis. It's a nightmare.
It's easier nowadays, because if you can get the date of the actual purchase, if you're like in a plan that buys all the time, you can go on Bloomberg and get the average price. So you can better estimate.
You know, it's easier to keep up with that information today. But here's what, you know, there's a few different tax methods when it comes to calculating your gain or loss. Mm-hmm. And one of them is FIFO, which is first in, first out. Yeah. Right? So the first ones you bought are the first ones that are deemed to be sold. Okay.
If you don't tell anybody. If you don't tell the government and say, I'm using a different method of FIFO, they assume it's the oldest one that you've owned.
Mm-hmm. Right, which isn't necessarily what you want, right? Yeah. Because in most, you know, if that stock has gone up over time, which it, I think, is the situation with our question from Carl, you know, you don't necessarily want those first shares. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got 200 shares and you want to sell 100.
Just think, if you've been buying Apple 100 shares a year for the last 10 years.
Right.
Which ones do you want to sell? You
know, the ones last year.
So the ones with the highest cost.
Exactly. That, you know,
and
that
you can deem that,
good.
Can't you?
And that's called specific identification. Yeah. And you deem that, you know, you have to tell the custodian which shares, you know, whether it's through Schwab or whatever the brokerage firm is, you have to identify the shares at the time of sale. This is not a go back and do this later on. You want this documented at the time you place that order to sell those shares versus this particular tax lot on this date of purchase.
You know, I think that Charles Schwab and Company and other major custodians actually offer the ability to select highest cost first in their system.
Yes, I think that may be a choice at this point. You know, there's been a lot of changes on this cost basis reporting front, and you have these covered securities and non-covered securities. You know, the covered securities are the ones that the cost is being reported directly from the custodians to the IRS. So there's your tax return better match that if it's a covered security or non-covered.
And that would be typically almost everything traded on the New York Stock Exchange, I would assume.
Well, it goes by date. So it's anything more recent is going to be a covered security. Right. I think prior to 2010, you know, that information is never going to be covered.
Gotcha.
But it's something to pay attention to. You know, when you get into mutual funds, you know, the average cost is also a method that you can use to account for those. But, you know, here again, specific identification. If you know exactly, if you're only selling a part of a position, paying attention to those tax lots can save you some money.
And again, almost everything that you do regarding taxes, get advice before you do it.
Yes.
Because most people, I'm just telling you right now, say, I'm going to sell some shares and I'll give to my accountant at the end of the year and we'll straighten this out.
That's right. That's not the best.
And that's not how things work. You call your accountant first.
Because you may have needed to identify those shares that you sold prior to you doing it.
Or any other thing you do. You can't go back and change the decision. The only one you can do is if you pull some money out of your IRA, you can 90 days you can put it back. But there aren't many things that
60.
You can get away with. 60 days. Yep. Well, 60
yep.
What do I know? I used to be in the business here. All right.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.